If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased you are all here with me today. I have a wonderful returning guest who's actually been on the show a few years ago. And we're going to be talking all about finding peace in the storm. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. First, from the Universe. Ever notice how when someone dreams of happiness, abundance, wealth, health, romance, or friendship, they never have to wonder if it's in their best interest? But when someone dreams of a specific house, employer, love interest, deadline, dollar amount, or diet fad, they often end up contradicting themselves. Keep your end results general. Everything else is just a how. To the big picture, the Universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe. This is a really, really good one. I like it because it reminds us that we sometimes get a little too caught up in the specifics of what we want to manifest and what we want to see in our lives, instead of remembering that it's really just about how we want to feel. It's about the joy we want to feel. It's about the companionship. It's about the empowerment we want to feel. It's really all about where we want to end up, the end result. Yet sometimes, it's so easy, and believe me, I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. We can so get caught up in certain specifics. It has to look like this. You know, it's got to be this person. It's got to be this company or working with these kinds of people. Or it's got to be exactly like this. And what happens is, it's kind of like when we open up to the universe, like, I want to feel joyful and abundant. We leave it open to many, many, many different possibilities. Those feelings can come to us through many different experiences. But when we say more specifically, I want to work for this company, I want to be earning this much, and I want to have this kind of experience there, then we start collapsing down those possibilities for the universe to bring it to us, and then it becomes much more difficult. And indeed, sometimes the specifics that we want can contradict themselves. Like, I want to be a highly paid executive, and I want to have lots of time with my family. Well, sometimes those can be competing desires, and then that can make it very difficult for the proper situation to come up. As opposed to when we keep things more general and remember what that end result is. We want to feel connected. We want to have community around us. We want to, you know, enjoy our life. Then we're more open. Then there are more possibilities. There are more different ways that we can get there. And when we leave it open like that, life has a much easier time of actually bringing to us what we want. And even if this is too far out for some of you, maybe it's just about programming our own subconscious and programming our own consciousness that when we kind of say, look, this is the direction I want to go in, this is what I want to feel, this is what I want to see happen, that then we're really leaving it open to experiencing it in so many different ways that it's much easier for us to achieve the very thing that we say we want. So, again, I think this is a great reminder to just keep in mind, what is it ultimately that we really want in our lives? What do we want to feel? What do we want to experience? What do we want to manifest? Let's work on dropping the details. Leave the details and the hows up to life in the universe. Let's focus on the what. Let's focus on the what we want to experience, what we want to feel, and what we want to see in our lives. And I think that really moves us so much easier to where we want to go. So, a great quote from the universe. I really like this one. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Oh, another one of these. Parents can't choose the mates of their children or the behavior of their children. You actually can't choose anything for your children without disempowering them. Abraham. So I've had a few of these quotes that just happen to fall on Thursdays in the last few weeks, talking about parents and children. And as I've mentioned before, sometimes that child is ourselves. And sometimes, you know, the children, we can take it a little more metaphorical if you don't have actual children yourself. But what Abraham is trying to say here is that when we try and control another human being, I don't care if it's a child, a parent, a relative, a friend, a lover, any other human being, if, first of all, we really can't do it because they all have their own will, they all have their own opinion, their own desires, they all have their own thing that they want, so we're not going to be able to do it, so we're just going to get frustrated at it. And then if we actually could control their behaviors, their desires, their actions, you know, who they're with, who they spend time with, things like that, if we actually could, all we're doing is actually disempowering them. We're just taking the power away from them and not allowing them to make those choices for themselves. And what happens when we do not let people make choices for themselves? What we're actually doing is we're telling them they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, they make mistakes all the time, and that they should not be relying on their own judgment, and we're just making them dependent on us. Now, do we want to be dependent on other people? Do we want other people telling us what to do? I don't think so. So if we don't want that for ourselves, why in the world would we add on another human being? We actually need that freedom to make our own choices, even if they're not good choices at the time. Even if we can see a better way, they need to learn from the experience. How else do we truly learn if we just not allow someone to make a choice that's not in their best interest? How do they know that it's not going to be in their best interest? Because we're not allowing them that experience. Now, of course, You know, we don't want to allow people to hurt themselves. We don't want to allow them to kill themselves. Of course not. I'm not talking about extreme things like that. But I'm just talking about, you know, someone making a decision about, it could be anything from what school to go to, what company to work at, what friends to have, who to trust, who not to trust. Even if we see that this other person isn't trustworthy, if they don't see it, how are they going to learn how to distinguish between someone who's trustworthy and someone who's not unless they have that experience? Now, yes, people can learn from other people's experiences. And when we learn from our own experience, it really sinks in much deeper. And we learn that lesson much more fully, much more intently, and much more permanently. So, again, a wonderful quote about disempowerment, and I'll say empowerment, which in some ways goes right along with focusing on the end result. Because when we just focus on the end result, we're empowering the universe to bring things to us. See how I tied that together? Wasn't that good? See, you know, when you've been doing a show for 10 years, you kind of get little things like that. Anyway, so now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show returning guest Hope Fitzgerald. For those who don't remember, she is an open conduit who has received clear information as an intuitive dowser, a spiritual life coach, and a healer for many, many years. Introducing the Infinity Wave, and we're going to be talking all about that, to the world in 2010. Wow, 10 years ago already? Hope, wow. She launched the Wave Energy Center for Conscious Evolution and has appeared on dozens of international internet and radio shows to share its mysteries and applications. Hope has been a certified neurofeedback practitioner for nearly 20 years, often incorporating sound and essential oils into her work, as well as other things. Additionally, Hope runs Infinity Wave Workshops, which focuses on conscious spiritual evolution and guides groups to spiritually potent areas around the world, including Peru, South Africa, France, England, Ireland, Wales, and Easter Island. Sure, that's a little bit on hold right now, right? During these soul-filled adventures, she shares how to use the Infinity Wave to communicate with landscapes, believing that when the powerhouse of the human heart interacts with a highly charged site, an alchemy occurs that is guaranteed to cause a shift in consciousness. Welcome to the conscious, back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Hope.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's great to be back with you and have another chat.
Yes, well, it's always a pleasure, and you know, special people like you, I like to have back on more than once. So, we have just a few minutes before break, and some of my listeners may not have heard my original interview with you. So, why don't we just very quickly kind of recap how this Infinity Wave came to you, and what is it really all about? Okay.
Yes. Excuse me. The Infinity Wave came in a series of three visions back in 2010. Visions that I was not used to having, even though I really had been a spiritual person my whole life, but not at that level. The Infinity Wave introduced itself in this image of a watery figure eight, flowing water in a figure eight sign. And because I am a dowser and used to asking questions, I was able to go into a discourse about it and come to understand what this geometry was all about and why it had come to me. Mm. And it turns out that it is a 10th dimensional energetic, and inherent in that figure eight, that watery flow, is there that 10th dimensional love and compassion. And the whole purpose of it was because we as a planet and as a population, everything on the planet, it was told to me in 2010, would be going through an evolutionary push. And this technique, this tool, the Infinity Wave, was coming in to help us through the evolutionary push. Mm. So here we are, smack dab in the middle of the evolutionary push. And I will explain more about it and how it does actually help. I want to be mindful of the time.
Yeah. And don't worry, that's my job. I'll interrupt you if we run out of time. But I do want to just interject that since learning of the infinity wave from you, I do actually use it a lot when I meditate, when I'm doing my energy work. And I have found that it really helps to make things more potent. And I've even taught it to some of my clients who then started using it, and they experienced the difference as well. So it definitely has a energy to it that really enhances whatever you're working with already.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Sam. This is the same kind of reporting that I hear from many, many people. And since we introduced it in 2011, the egregore of it, the thought field of it has grown. So now it's even more accessible and more powerful. Mm. I believe that's what has happened, because people can get it right away.
Yeah.
And immediately feel a shift.
Yeah.
And I also love what you said was, you can apply it in any other work you're doing. It stands on its own, and it can partnership with anything, because it's non-denominational. It's a booster,
right?
Of the energy and of the level of what, you know, when we're dealing with, of course, here we are in 3D reality, but when we engage in healing work or anything like that, we're probably in other dimensional spaces, quantum spaces. And when you introduce this really high level 10th dimensional energetic into that, then things really expand and boost.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I found this to be the case. But you can also just use it on its own.
Absolutely.
You know, and I can talk about that as well.
Yeah. Let's get more into it. I want to take our first break. And when we come back, let's just talk about maybe what you've seen with using it since this whole pandemic started, and what kind of reports you've gotten from maybe some of your clients about how it has helped them, just to kind of give our audience a feel for what it can do. And let's explain just a little bit more, like how they can actually use it. Okay, Hope?
Sure.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook with our live stream. And we will be right back after this. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Today we're speaking with Hope Fitzgerald, who is in her home up in Connecticut, all about the infinity wave and how we can really use it as a tool to help us, especially in challenging times like what we're experiencing these days. So Hope, why don't you just explain a little bit more about what the infinity wave does and why we should be using it to help us in these challenging times.
Sure. The infinity wave is, as I said, chock full of this very refined love and compassion. It's really a love and compassion that's so far out of our general life experience that when it comes in, when you start to feel it, it's unusual. It's not emotional in the way that we on 3D experience emotional love and compassion. It's a higher octave of that, and it has been so helpful for me. you know, everybody's prone to clenching in the multiple uncertainties that we have been living with, especially in March and April, you know, with the onslaught of the news that we've had. It's totally normal to have had some fear.
Sure.
And early on in there, I had another vision that had to do with this fear cloud that was sweep, like in the Midwest, sweeping across the plains, one of those big thunderstorms. If anybody's ever seen that, it's an awesome sight, just powerful. And it was almost like that, like this fear cloud. And I realized that I needed to protect myself from that fear level. Mm. And so I started to work with the wave, not only on myself, to keep myself calm. Mm-hmm. When I run a figure eight, let's say, mm-hmm. over the top of my head, crossing at my midline, and then under the soles of my feet. Now you can imagine you're sort of held in this figure eight mm-hmm. of flowing water, delivering love and compassion to my entire being, my every level of my field. Well, that feels fantastic, mm-hmm. and it has a very calming effect. So I used it, I have been using it for that, and I've also been using the wave on the fear cloud to just disperse it. I can make multiple waves, so they almost look like a ceiling fan with figure eights going, you know, looping over one another like a big flower. And I just break up that fear cloud so that it isn't quite so intense for everybody else. Mm. So it has enabled me to maintain a calm in the storm much better than anything else that I have devised. And I've been meditating on a daily basis with it in that way. This, the other thing that it does is because it's such a high frequency, mm-hmm. it helps me to pop out of the fray and maintain a slightly elevated position in all of what's been trying to yank us around and get our attention and especially engage emotionally with what's going on. Now, this doesn't mean I have no emotions, no, but I am more able to stay in a loving, compassionate place of neutrality while everything is going around on the playing field.
And especially with all the messages and everything we're receiving through the media, and it's hard, you know, even myself, like I try not to watch the news and not pay attention to the news, but with everything going on, you have to know what's going on. And so because there's so many things that are either unknown or dangerous or just not supportive of where we are now, it's very easy to get pulled down into a very fear-based, scary kind of place. So what you're saying is that you can actually use this infinity wave, this giant sort of infinity sign that's a figure eight made of water, as a visualization, shall we call it, and in, to move the energy to help to raise us up out of that state.
Exactly. There are thousands and thousands of applications of the wave. You can use it internally or personally. This is one way to do that. Mm-hmm. You can also use it as a communication device between you and another person, imagining a figure eight from one heart to the other heart and allowing the water to flow. And all of a sudden, the conversation sort of elevates to a place that is in the highest and best for those two people having a conversation.
Right.
So, yes, I've used it to maintain my equilibrium during these times. And we have to remember that along with the emotional hooks that are in the media on a daily basis, hourly, minute-to-minute basis, there's also perhaps a sidebar of confusion, because mm-hmm. there is a lot of conflicting information out there. And if we start to hook into one piece of advice, pretty soon we'll find an alternative piece of advice. So we go into sort of, you know, X's in the eyeballs. I don't even know where to go with this anymore. And I'm thinking of a cartoon character, right? Like, figure it out. So
yeah, because there's like so many conspiracy theories and so many, you know, theories. Where did this come from? What's happening? Why is it happening? What are people doing while the lockdown is happening? You know, there's so much stuff out there. And it's really hard to know, like, what's the truth, right? It's some of the stuff.
It is.
You will never know what the truth is in some way. So it's like, to keep ourselves in an empowered, loving state is a bit of a challenge, right?
It's a workout, and I think this is part of our evolution in a spiritual sense, is to figure out how to maintain a state that is calm, that stays in love and compassion while we're in the maelstrom. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, what started to happen early days of the Infinity Wave, when they explained to me what it was, the next thing I was told was that, oh, and you need to start teaching about this. Well, Well, teach about what? I don't even know what this is. And first of all, I am a very buttoned up teacher. I have curriculum, and I know, you know, I'm very detailed in how I would go about teaching something, and I wouldn't teach anything that I didn't really have a handle on. And they were like, "Now you got to do this anyway." And oh my gosh, talk about feeling naked and terrified. So the thing is, they, my guide team, I began to get very acquainted with my guide team, mm-hmm. and they would deliver these practices once a week. I would go in as if I was going to be doing a dowsing session, out of my mouth with words that were not mine, and, you know, I reluctantly had to admit that I was becoming a channeler. I say reluctantly because I had had a little bit of skepticism about channeling mm-hmm. up until that point, but then it started to happen to me, and I couldn't explain it any other way. Mm-hmm. So what started to come through were these practices that then I would deliver in the workshop that month. Mm-hmm. And I would get three a month, and then have the workshop and deliver those three practices. At the end of 3 months, we looked back, my cohorts and I looked back and realized that this was a trajectory. This was a course in spiritual evolution. And this is why I say there are many, many applications of the wave, because you can use it in these communication styles and in your own body and in your own field. But there is also a deeper dive you can take with it to have a transformative experience, which is what happened every time I ran a workshop, which were 3 weekends in a row, and now I do them a little differently, but mm-hmm. people would actually change in a way that was lasting, not a flash in the pan, I feel good, and you know, whatever. No, these were deep transformational experiences, and after running several of these, and I saw that the work was sticking and that people had a new orientation to life and they had more joy and they had a tool with which to handle life more elegantly, more smoothly, and at a higher octave, you know, then I started to believe this. And that's when I went out into the world and started to teach it.
Okay, great.
But I mentioned,
I'm going to take a quick break. And I thought that when we come back, I would love to just get maybe one story of a client who you've been working with, like of kind of where they were when this pandemic hit and like where they are now and how, like what kind of transformation they actually went through, just to give our audience kind of a concrete example of how it can really help and support them in it. And then I wanted to get into sort of, you know, what's the real opportunity we have now, okay? Okay, wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Hope Fitzgerald, and we will be right back after this. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking with Hope Fitzgerald this hour all about this amazing tool she's helped to channel into this world called the Infinity Wave. And we've been talking a lot about sort of what it is and how it came to be. And Hope, I'm wondering if you could give us like an example of maybe a client you've worked with or somebody who's been using the Infinity Wave and kind of where they were before when this pandemic hit and sort of what's changed and how they've changed after using it.
Sure. I have somebody in mind who is a person who has a deep-seated belief that change or better things take a lot of work and effort. And I think that's probably a lot of people have that belief and may not know it, that if you don't kind of suffer a little or a lot, if it's got to be hard. Mm-hmm. And I know for some people, feeling that it's hard means that they've worked really well and that therefore they can feel like, you know, they've done something important.
They've earned it.
And it's
they've
very interesting because I was thinking about the first quote that you gave about, you know, not being too specific about what you're asking for. And I totally agree with that because, and then I'll get back to this person because, you know, what the universe or source or life has in store for you, for any of us, oftentimes is way better than what we are imagining. We've got a tiny little scope, you know, that we're looking through half the time, and usually there's a bigger, better story that is waiting for us. So in this person's case, the fear, the tension, the upset, the agita, the worry, that all sums up to how their general operating system, and somehow or other it rewards this person. And what's interesting is that when we apply the Infinity Wave to any given situation, in my experience, it automatically kicks in that ease, that flow, so that a person can end up in that better place sort of almost unintentionally. Mm. You open the door to a better experience, one that can't even be imagined yet. Mm. And I have seen this countless times, but in this one person's experience, during this time when, you know, jobs are going away, for lots of people, there was a worry that the job would go away, but miraculously, a new job presented itself. Oh. Just at the right time, just at the right salary, and providing way more freedom than the previous job did. Wow. And to me, this is an example of how it can be easy. And guess what? The person still was doubting that it could be this good and this simple and this easy. And that is the big leap that we all need to make, that, you know, we it really can be that simple and it can be that easy.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with what we are willing to believe.
Right, right. Yes, I've seen that myself. It's a very common, I'm going to call it a program in our consciousness, that we really have to make huge effort and really have to, you know, go through hard times in order to achieve something great, and that you know, things just can't be this good, this easy, with this much flow. Sorry, I got some sirens going on here. And that things don't have to be such a struggle and such an effort. And indeed, it seems that when we're really in alignment and we line up with our purpose, with life, with the universe, with spirit, that things can flow very easy. We don't have to struggle. It doesn't have to take a lot. Now, this doesn't mean we don't necessarily work hard, but we can enjoy it. We can be fulfilled in the process. We can be lifted up by the effort that we're put in, not feel like it's so hard and we have to be so tensed up, right?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to trusting that there is something that has our backs. Something that is looking out for us and wanting what is in our highest good. And I know this might sound airy-fairy to some people, but I'm saying, no, this is concrete. This is solid material. You know, if somebody needs a job, then they need a job. And if we put all these forces to work, the infinity wave is like a force, so we can put it to work and say, please help me find the perfect job for me, the perfect situation. I'm not going to put all these details around it necessarily. And then I'm going to be in a state of expectation and gratitude that it's going to come in. It's like sending out a boomerang and the boomerang comes back. And it's really kind of that simple. You know, there's a great deal of uncertainty.
Right.
Yes, we're very aware of the uncertainty nowadays.
Yes.
That the truth is, we're always in uncertainty. It's just a sort of false illusion that things are stable, quote unquote. Everything's always moving. Everything's always transitioning and changing. And it's the degree to which we want to look at that and accept that.
Right.
You know. So what's cool about that is that it's in motion. The infinity wave is in motion as well. So uncertainty is this fluid state. The infinity wave is this fluid state. So when you apply a fluid state to another fluid state, you actually can have an impact on that state.
Right, right.
It's very cool.
Interesting.
And it makes a lot of sense. It's working in the quantum, you know. But I've seen it time and time and time again.
And so I want to talk maybe a little bit about, from sort of a spiritual perspective, what's the opportunity now? Because it's very easy, and I see a lot of people get caught up in the challenges, and I have to pivot my business, and it's all this work, and I have to do things differently, and I don't know what to do, and it feels like jobs are going away, other jobs are being created, but there's a real opportunity here, even though there are challenges and difficulties. You know, we're not able to get together with large groups of people like we used to before. But just because certain things aren't there anymore doesn't mean that there aren't different kinds of opportunities now.
Absolutely. The wave said from the very beginning that it was here to help us evolve. If we could, the original vision that I had was a giant wall of beautiful turquoise water like this behind me. And it was moving toward me, and the byline of it was, this represents this push of evolution that will be coming to the planet. If you don't resist it, like you would at the beach if a big wave was coming and you resist it, you'd be knocked down, right?
Right.
If you learn to surf this wave or swim with this wave, you will do much, much better than otherwise.
Right.
And so, if we accept that this big push of evolution is happening, it has been happening for a while, it's just building and building, getting up to the crest now, and we take this, we maintain this watery flow of love and compassion, and we don't resist the change. what we're going to evolve into is a higher level, a higher version of humanity, and I believe of the entire planet. I can't just like that quote. I can't say exactly what it's going to look like. Right. I hold the space for it to be miraculously exciting and surprising in what ends up happening.
Right.
We know we're in a birth process, and to the degree that we can assist the birth process by maintaining this high frequency and this state of flow, you know, just like, you know, mother pushes and the baby's going to come through, but the more relaxation there is, the better the outcome for everybody.
It's so funny because, you know, the infinity wave, it's a water wave. I'm talking a lot about water. And when you talk about a birth process, I guess it kind of reminds me about some of the things I've heard about aquatic birth, you know, where the mother births in a pool of water, and how it's so much less traumatic for the baby and the mother, and it makes the whole process much smoother and gentler. And it sounds kind of like the same thing. You're using this watery figure eight to help us through this spiritual birthing process to make it smoother and gentler on us.
Yes, that's a great comparison, and I believe that's a big piece of it. We, you know, they told us that the guides told us the very first channeling in January 2011 that we are the lights. And we will be called upon to use the light for others, and that each person will be assisting the birth of the other. Mm. That was the very first message.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so here we are now, and I've been saying for years, and you know, it's really a responsibility. It's not a wouldn't that be nice if. It's time to state where you are on this. Are you going to assist the birth of one another and of this great awakening, or not? It's got to come down to it. I don't like to be so adamant in a way, but that's where we are. That's what my guides are telling me on a daily basis.
And even in a very practical way, I see it already with people waking up to the fact of what's really more important in their life, about being with family, about, you know, not being so much chasing after the material things, but really appreciating what we have and letting sort of the superficial things go, because we can't have them right now because of what's going on. And even as things are starting to open up, I believe, like, people are still going to be appreciating things like, you know, quality time, being in nature, and just relationships with other human beings. You know, it's interesting how sort of this whole pandemic lockdown and now even the protests are kind of like an outspring of this desire for equality and freedom and feeling that it's not acceptable to treat different people differently in a negative way. So it really kind of all feeds into what you're saying about how we're really evolving, even if we don't realize it right now.
Sam.
Yeah. And so on that note, let's take a quick break, our last break of the show. Wow, it's moving fast. And so when we come back, let's just talk quickly about where you kind of feel things are going and how to ride the wave, let's say, as we're going into this big unknown of the future. Okay, Hope?
Sure.
Great. So everybody, please stay with us. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. By the way, if you haven't checked it out yet, brand new website, please take a look. And we'll be right back after this. welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Hope Fitzgerald of the Infinity Wave. And Hope, you know, I just wanted to ask real quickly before we get into the topic about how to ride the wave. I noticed you're drinking from a rather unusual water bottle there.
I'm sorry, could you say it again?
I said I noticed you were drinking from a kind of a different kind of water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to make...
You did. Well, so there's the Infinity Wave.
There we go. Show everybody.
On my bottle. And there underneath, there's a glass pod, and it's filled with semi-precious stones. The company is VitaJewel, and this bottle I designed, not the shape of it or anything, but I doused for the stones and the percentage of stones that are in here to best represent the energy of the Infinity Wave.
Oh, wow.
And I have had confirmation from others that the basic, I guess, takeaway from this, the water you drink, which gets structured by the stones, the energy of the stones, is an expansiveness, is an expanded, actually, you know, joyful energy. So it's called the Infinity Bottle, and I'm very proud to have created it, and
awesome.
I use it every day.
And where can people find it?
On my website.
Which is?
www.we-infinity.com. We-infinity.com.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, we've been kind of using the water analogy, and, you know, you talked about like that big turquoise wave, which was your first vision of when the Infinity Wave came to you. So we're kind of, as you mentioned before, we're in this very uncertain period, and things have been changing so fast. I even before all this started happening, I was like, I can't even plan out 6 months ahead of time. I don't know what's going to happen month to month these days. And now it's just, now I don't even know what's going to happen day to day. And so so how can people use, sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble on my speaker end. How can people learn how to ride this wave of uncertainty in a way that will serve and support them?
Well, number one is to be in a state of acceptance, and that would be the opposite of being in a state of resistance. I don't think we're ever going back to the world as it was.
Agreed, 100%.
This is part of the reset.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, back in February, I was saying, this is the great reset, and it's happening now. We've kind of been waiting, actually, for the other shoe to fall for a long time, we in the field that we're in.
Yeah.
And here it is. And as you were saying before the break, you know, there's been a gigantic shift in values already.
Yeah.
To be stripped of the doings that we were all caught up in, and the hectic pace. You know, I talk a little bit about synchrony in the sense that we, a vibration and a rhythm, and our fields are not separate from land, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wherever we are, we get in synchrony with the rhythm of the land we're on. So when you're on Manhattan Island, there's going to be a much faster rhythm based on just the way it is and the way all the people contribute to it. And then there's going to be a slower rhythm and maybe somewhere out in the country.
And you know, one thing I learned a long time ago is that there's actually a lot of quartz in the bedrock in Manhattan and in this area. And quartz acts like an amplifier. So my theory is that's part of the reason why things are so amplified in New York City.
I agree with you. Having lived in New York several times, I completely agree with you. So, I mean, you could find a place in the country that's also full of quartz and it'll have the same, right. You know, be busy bees out there in the country. But I think with the slowing down of everything, the not rushing around in a car or on a subway or on a bus or on an airplane, and just being much more still, our senses have changed, for the better, in my opinion. And as you said, you listed a bunch of priorities that have come out of this that maybe were lower down on the totem pole previously. Nature is one of them. And I really believe that nature has been calling us to come back for a long, long time.
Definitely.
Now that it's a privilege to go outside, to be amongst trees, to be in a park, to be near water. Now that that's a privilege, we are starting to see how much we value it and how much more of it we want. Yeah. I really love that, and I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also believe this sense of disconnect. We've all been in our houses, yet we have this wonderful thing called Zoom and other platforms such as that are bringing us back to each other. And so even if it's not physical, the rebuilding of circles has been happening with this online interaction. And I think that's going to continue. And I think that's all for the good. And I honestly, you know, looking back, and I hope it's okay to say this, but I've been seeing some good news stories when I dig around for them.
Oh, yeah.
That aren't just what we've been seeing on the media. And these good news stories are telling me that we've evolved in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry for the noise all of a sudden.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. There have been a number of great things. I mentioned it on my show the other week how, like, for me, like, one example was just the SpaceX launching the first commercial flight up to the International Space Station. And it really could be the beginning of a whole new era of space exploration for us. And that happened the same week as the protests. So, you know, it all depends upon what we look for and what we choose to focus on. And that if we focus on something like that, then that's what we're going to find. So, Hope, we're really at the end of the show. I'm wondering if you can let people know, like, how they can find out more and how they can even get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more about the Infinity Wave.
Oh, sure. Sorry, I had to move inside because there's a lawnmower. sorry.
No worries.
Sure. Well, first of all, I have been offering free Monday night meditations. Yep. And that's been one of the things I kept thinking, what can I offer? I really can't sew masks, you know, and I couldn't be on the front line. So I thought, what can I do? And what I can do is do these meditations. So every Monday night, you can come and for an hour and just have this lovely community experience. I hope it's lovely. They're channeled meditations. I never know exactly what's going to come out until we go into them. Mm-hmm. And they're serving the collective. And so far, you know, people are very pleased and they keep showing up. So that's
great.
A good sign.
Great.
So my website again is www.we-infinity.com. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is come there and sign up on the site. I really try not to email too much. Mm-hmm. I will send out an invitation for the meditations, and if I'm having a special guest come in for some reason, and then I send out a recording. Mm-hmm. So please jump in and join us. We'd love to have
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. And I will make it sometime in the next couple of weeks. I've been wanting to hop on. I've seen it for a while, but just hasn't worked out, but it will. It will. So we're over time. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show, Hope. It was a pleasure having you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Sam. I love talking to you.
You're quite welcome. And a quick shout out to loyal listener Patty on the Facebook Live. And I see Farah just joined us. Unfortunately, we have to run. Please stay tuned. Coming up next on talkradio.nyc, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage. And we will talk to you next week.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.